Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, today's Entitled Parents video includes possibly one of the most entitled women I've ever come across. Not just that, but also probably the most disgusting person that I've ever read a story about. As you can tell by the title, this episode is particularly extreme, and to be honest, I don't even want to give away anything that happens. So without further ado, let's get into this absolute madness of an entitled parent story. Entitled mum calls the police on me because of my cancer. For some backstory, I live in a small, rather dodgy town near the coast of England, which naturally comes with an unusual amount of entitled chavs and 16-year-old entitled mums. This incident occurred a little over 2 years ago. I hadn't yet been diagnosed at this point, but I was just 1 week later. I'm also noticeably autistic, and anyone who actually pays attention to an interaction with me can easily tell that something is off. Thankfully, I'm high functioning, which means I'm able to function relatively normally in society, but I still have a lot of difficulty being completely oblivious to social cues and such, as well as some few tics here and there. Anyway, onto the story. I was with my mates, we'll call them James and Harry, and it was a relatively sunny day by British standards, so we decided to go into town. All three of us had taken our skateboards with us, thinking we could go down to the beach in the evening and skate along the old concrete docks when it had cleared out for the day. In the meantime, we decided to go get a coffee and then head out to the skate park. Enter the entitled mum of this story and her children. Now, when we arrived at the skate park, we all immediately noticed three little crotch goblins. The oldest looked around six at most, running around, climbing up the ramps, etc. Now, I am by no means a professional at skating, nor are my friends, but I knew that having three little kids running around while we skated was not safe. We were mostly concerned for their safety rather than ours, as we could take a tumble. How else do you learn to skate? But the kids could really get hurt, so I decided to go and ask the eldest kindly where their mum was, and if they could move to the children's park, which was empty and right next to the skate park. Just to interject quickly, guys, I've never been massively into skateboarding myself, but I've been watching it at the Olympics the last week or so. It's been amazing. It's so good. If you haven't seen the Olympic skateboarding, go and watch it. Get the highlights. It's unreal. Now, I hadn't even finished the first word to this kid when all of a sudden I heard a screech from behind me. I turn around to see what's happening, and that's when I see her. Typical chav mum. Badly dyed dark red hair, cheap earrings, hoops so big a gymnast could use them, dressed in a dirty pink onesie. That's what we call single-piece jumpsuit, like pyjamas in England. A cigarette in one hand and a cheap Stella beer in the other, furiously walking towards the park. She's looking straight at me as she gets closer to the park, and I decide to ask the kid if that was his mother. Big mistake. As I turn back to face the kid, she suddenly yells, "Get the F away from my kids, you freaking nonce!" Wow, for those of you that don't know, if you're American, nonce is pretty much someone who likes kids, to, you know, put it plainly. At this point, I realize I'm in it for the long run. My friends try to calm her down and explain, and I was simply asking the kid if he could move to the dedicated kids park, which I repeat, was right next to the skate park. She calms down a bit, but not much. She's still very irate, saying we've got no right to talk to kids at our age. We were barely 16 at the time. We again explain that I was simply asking to know where his mother was, and I would have gladly come to her first if we knew whose kids they were at that point. Now, she's calmed down a little bit, but she's still shooting glares that feel like daggers, and she insinuates, once again, that I am a kid lover. Very strange. I'm annoyed, but to be honest, I'm kind of used to these types of interactions in this town. She gathers up her little hexbons to, quote, "make sure they're safe," again shooting me daggers, and tells us her kids have the right to play here. Now, we answered that yes, of course, technically they do, but having them around could be potentially dangerous, as, you know, we could hit them by accident while skating. Well then, why don't you just skate somewhere else? My mate James said, well, this is the only skate park in town, and the council built it specifically to stop people skating elsewhere and potentially injuring others. I continue. Listen, we just want to make sure your children are safe. There's a park with swings and proper slides instead of having them go down ramps. It's right there. I point next to the skate park. This is the only place that we have to practice safely. And to be honest, I'd even be fine with the kids staying here as long as you keep an eye on them and they don't get in our way. Fine, she says. While I kid you not, blowing cigarette smoke directly into her youngest face. The day goes on without much more happening, just the kids getting in the way occasionally and then crying about not being allowed to use our skateboards, which the mum did make a small fuss about, but it wasn't that bad. Until I sit down at the bench, exhausted from the skating and feeling a migraine coming on, as well as being pretty dizzy. Now, although by this point I hadn't been diagnosed, my doctor previously believed I had high blood pressure that caused these chronic migraines. As a result, I've been given medication that I carried in a small pill box, as I had to take them regularly, as well as some ibuprofen, which I was told to take as soon as I felt a migraine brewing. I'd also started the habit of keeping a few mints in the other compartments of my pill box to wash out the disgusting taste of the pills. James and Harry both came to sit with me, as they knew that I had not been very well recently, having passed out a few times in school and constantly being plagued with vertigo and migraines. I pulled out my pill box, took my meds with a big gulp of water, and then took a mint, which I offered to both my friends. Then, as each of them took one, that was when we heard it.
Oh my god, how dare you take drugs in front of my kids?
At this point, knowing I'm exhausted, Harry takes the lead. This is just his meds. He's got chronic migraine.
That is bull. You chat more poop than my nan's bar. I freaking saw all three of you take them. You're also freaking disgusting doing drugs in a kid's park in front of my freaking kids.
Bear in mind, she is spewing all those swear words that I can't say because YouTube will hate me right in front of her oh so delicate children. At this point, Harry has had enough as all of the previous small pestering has built up and he was done being polite. He actually just burst out laughing.
Bruv, those were sweets, you mental idiot. Now please, leave us alone. We were kind enough to not purposefully slam into your kids, even though you didn't keep an eye on them like you said you would. They did the exact opposite of staying out of the way.
Then the entitled mum replied,
how dare you talk to me like this, you...
Wow, that is actually going to have to be censored. Mad word. She then pulled out her phone and said,
I'm calling the police. All with a huge grin on her face.
Meanwhile, my migraine had taken a turn for the worst, yet I'm not really surprised with all that shouting. I hear her in the background yelling loudly like she was in mortal danger about some kids doing drugs to a poor 999 dispatcher. At this point, I start puking. Like, seriously puking. The vertigo had kicked in and my migraine was at full strength. As I heard her screech,
one of them is ODing right in front of me and my kids. You need to send an officer over here right now.
Harry and James quickly come to my help. Harry trying to keep me from falling over as I'm dry retching to the point it's making my throat bleed, while James goes to get my water bottle. The entitled mum, upon seeing me unfortunately puke up some blood, looks at me and says,
oh, that's disgusting.
At this point, Harry was trying to get her to calm down and actually help, as I was in a much worse state than he'd ever seen me, asking if she had napkins. She looks at him with the same daggers she'd shown me at the beginning of the day and says,
no. Besides, that's what he deserves for taking drugs in a kid's park. He can die for all I care.
Thankfully, this not being the biggest of towns, the police station was just around the corner of the park. And the officers, yes, 5 officers in total, drugs and violence are quite common around here, so they'd taken the call very seriously, had arrived just in time to hear that last interaction. Although they didn't understand the full situation yet, they were still baffled by her words. I passed out right then and there as I saw them approaching me. I came back to relatively quickly, I'd say about 20 to 30 seconds later, and the entitled mum was droning on and on about how I'd clearly taken drugs and was having an overdose or something. Harry and a policeman were now standing over me while James explained to another the full story. Harry handed me my water bottle along with my pillbox, which the policeman took to inspect. In one compartment was the ibuprofen, clearly identifiable by the bright pink sugar coating on it.
In the UK, at least, we have that. I don't know about elsewhere. And in the other, Tic Tacs. Yes, those drugs we supposedly took were none other than Tic Tacs. The officer just looked confused as anything and handed me an ibuprofen, watching me down a full liter of water before checking me over for any injuries and asking if I was feeling okay, to which I nodded and slowly got up. By that time, James had explained everything to the four other officers, and they were understanding and patient, considering behind them was an irate woman telling them that he was a freaking liar and that we were so obviously high. In the end, the fifth officer showed the pillbox to the four others, who had found nothing while searching my bag. They all looked at the Tic Tac compartment, dumbfounded. I heard James say that they are clearly Tic Tacs, and one of the officers just took one out, put it in his mouth to test it, and just smirked. They then walked back my way and handed me the pillbox. The officer then pointed out that I didn't look well at all, and was very pale, and just offered to walk me back home, as he didn't feel comfortable leaving me to walk that far alone. I gladly accepted the offer and made a big show of offering all the officers a Tic Tac as I left. I'm not sure what happened to the entitled mum, as me and my friends all decided to just go back to mine so I could rest and we could duke it out on Smash Bros. But the four officers did stay behind, so I think she got a stern talking to. A few days later, I was brought to hospital, where they discovered that the supposed chronic migraines that had made me pass out were in fact due to leukemia.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My days, what a story. Honestly, this is probably one of the most disgusting entitled women that I've ever come across in any of these stories. And what's worse is that being from England myself, I can completely picture and, you know, even hear her voice like rattling in my brain. If you live in England, you'll know exactly the sort of person that Opie has met here. Just a horrible human being. That's all I can say. A couple things that I wasn't completely sure on. First off, with the police officer just trying the Tic Tac, I'm not sure if that would happen. Maybe he smelt it or something and was like, no, this actually is a Tic Tac, or could determine it from the shape. But if I was a police officer there, I probably wouldn't, you know, want to actually risk taking an actual drug. It'd be weird for someone to offer me one, but you never know. Some kids in England are very strange, a little bit risky, but maybe it happened. I'm not sure. What do you reckon? And then secondly, I know the title is Entitled Mum Calls the Police on Me Because of My Cancer, but to be fair, she had no idea that you did have cancer at that point. Neither did you. So I think that's a little bit of a stretch of a title, but we do actually have an update from OP about his cancer and what happened after this. As of course, when this story happened, he didn't even know that he did have cancer. And we only just got to, you know, understand at the end that he was diagnosed a week later. So Opie says, with so many concern about my health, I feel I should just make a main comment to reassure everyone. I'm 2 years into my treatment now and I'm much better. The migraines are gone and I'm almost a whole year post bone marrow transplant. I still take a lot of medication such as painkillers, antibiotics and supplements to treat the side effects of the very aggressive treatment I had to undergo due to a specific mutation, as well as some oral chemo as maintenance, both to try and keep me from relapsing, as well as keeping my graft versus host disease in check. Well, good to see OP that you're all right. I mean, that sounds disgusting. Jesus, I'm so sorry. But yeah, good to hear you're on the mend. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did, comment down below your thoughts on the story, first of all. Drop a like on the video and watch some more right here on screen. If you are new to my channel, before you leave, hit that. Subscribe. It'll make my day. It'd be unbelievable. Hit the button. And bye. That's all I've got to say, really.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.